his turn hosting is every other Friday night. So coming up in a week from tomorrow, he'll be back on the air. So check that out, 11 to 2. Go to www.wnmc.org. Jay Johnson, he's been on the show when he was here on the Donna Lethal show from a year and a half ago. That was some of the better radio I ever did. Tommy from Sweden, Laurel, Ron Beal, Robbie down in Silver Spring, Maryland. Scott Gorky, who I'm sure took what I told him how to do up at WMWM and did exactly the opposite, which is why he's lasted so long. John Savory, Melissa Jean, Ron Strickland out in Seattle. Dick Cannon, as always. I'm always psyched when he listens. Belzy. I play the Tokens. I thought, boy, that would have been a great name for a band when we were in high school. And all the Tokens. Want to be T-O-K-I-N-S. Anyway, Jacques in France. And a whole lot more. I got to get moving. My name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. No Desperate Hours next week. But I'll be talking at you on the 21st. Y'all take care.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Bye. Argentinian sauce for my pussy. Oh, there were Faze, Brady's, McCullers, and Daddy's, courting the girls and dancing away. Bryant always hang out in his finest form. The patrons respond in an island of all. And spent 6 months at Ford's Academy learning to dance for Flanagan Ball. 6 months I spent in Quincy, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Quincy learning to dance for Flanagan Ball. Around in couples and groups, and ass in an app, and the young Dennis Fleming put his right leg through his veteran's hoops. This gal, she faded and cried, but he heard her call for her sons and gathered them all. Christopher swore he'd go no further, no, he had revenge at Flanagan's Ball. 6 months I spent in Quincy, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Quincy, learning to dance for Flanagan's Ball. Red as a rose. Some of the boys agreed she was blasted. Had a few drops too much, I suppose. Doc started shaking so big and able. Sorrow's been finally stretched by the wall. Tore the left neck from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Flanagan's Ball. Boy, oh boy, now this is a rumble. Myself took a lick from me and Rich and Green.
Provided a fine introduction and gave him a terrible kick to the spleen.
Thomas the Piper nearly got strangled, they squeezed on his bellows, chatters and all.
The girls in the middle nearly got trampled in that, put an end to Flanagan's Ball.
6 months I spent in Quincy, 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months I spent in Quincy, learning to dance for Flanagan's Ball. I stepped out and I stepped in again. I stepped out and I stepped in again. I stepped out and I
Ball. happens in your mind. Suddenly I saw our feelings were the same. Yes, it's alright with me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
1, 2, 3.
Without that look of distaste, I don't know why your feelings are changing, but I've seen it in your face. And all those times when our lips were kissed, our tongues were telling lies, and all those signs I've been missing right there in your.
Bye.
The other half is holding on to God knows what. My situation is the envy of a whole damn nation. I got it too damn easy. Without a head, even Superman.
Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Yeah. Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
I feel I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to, but I will make. I'm ready to give as well as take. One thing I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. Now, girl, I want your tender love. Then troubles are easy to rise above.
jet.